The lights go on. The fans file in. For the next four quarters, you're in for war.
Down in the corner, Reimer for three, shot good. Reimer hits another one. Reimer now with 20 points in the ballgame, and Houston Kai has got the lead.
It's high school basketball action, and it's on the Breeze 94.5.
And here we go. Lease looks. They throw it underneath. Lease shot at the horn. It's good. He threw it off the back of an Adams Central player, picked it up, and laid it in. The gimmick works.
The pride, the passion, and all of the emotion comes down to tonight. And it's right here on the Breeze 94.5.
And good morning. Welcome to day number two of the 2013 Boys State High School Basketball Tournament here in Lincoln. We're at the Pershing Center in downtown Lincoln as we get you set for early action today in Class C2, a semifinal ball game between the Sutton Mustangs and the Trojans out of Hardington Cedar Catholic. I'm Mike Will. We'll call the play-by-play for you today. The Mustangs coming in, a record of 26 wins and one loss on the season. Sutton knocking off Crofton yesterday in the quarterfinals by the score of 37-24. Hardington Cedar Catholic, they beat North Platte St. Pat's in the opening round by the score of 56-49. So semifinal action today throughout the city of Lincoln. We'll get you up to date on what transpired on day number one of the State High School Basketball Tournament and what's to come. We have a chat with Steve Sponberg, the head coach for the Sutton Mustangs, coming up. You're listening to the New Tech Seeds pregame show on the Breeze. We'll be back right after this.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, here's what's going on in the State High School Basketball Tournament today as far as the semifinals are concerned. Class A playing at 9 and 10:45 this morning down at the Bob Devaney Sports Center. Omaha Central plays Omaha Benson in the first game at 9. Omaha South will take on Papillion La Vista at 10:45 this morning. In Class B at the Sports Center at 7 o'clock tonight, it'll be South Sioux City taking on Elkhorn South. Then the late game tonight at the Sports Center will pit Scotts Bluff up against Gretna. Scotts Bluff came back to beat Aurora last night by the score of 59-56. In Class C1, it'll be Wahoo taking on Wayne at 2 o'clock today at the Sports Center. Wayne beat Adams Central yesterday by a score of 48-39. The 3:45 game at the Sports Center will pit Boone Central up against Kimball. Boone Central beat Kearney Catholic last night by a score of 63-57. And it was Kimball knocking off Gibbon by a score of 62-58. Class C2 has Sutton here against Hardington Cedar Catholic. And in the next game here at Pershing, we'll have Freeman taking on Southern Valley. Class D1 semifinals has St. Mary's up against Paxton at 7 o'clock tonight here at Pershing, followed by Howells against Burwell. Burwell beating Kennesaw last night in overtime, 62-59. Class D2, 2 o'clock today here at Pershing, will be Layton taking on Spalding and Spalding Academy. In the 3:45 game, will pit Why Not up against Fall City Sacred Heart. Why Not ousting Giltner last night by a score of 55-40. So it was not a good day for our Central Nebraska basketball teams. Came down here with a plethora of teams to cover, and now we're down to the Sutton Mustangs. They're carrying the flag for Central Nebraska here in the 2013 Boys State High School Basketball Tournament as the Mustangs are into the semifinals today against Hardington Cedar Catholic. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back and chat with Sutton head coach Steve Sponberg as our New Tech Seeds pregame show continues after this.
Good luck, Mustangs, from George's Aerial Spraying in Sutton. Bill George, owner and pilot, offers crop care by air. Call today for more information at 402-773-5581. That's 402-773-5581. Go Mustangs from George's Aerial Spraying in Sutton.
Clay County Physical Therapy provides you with the care you deserve and the results you desire. Whether it's a sports injury treatment or some other rehab service that you need, call Clay County Physical Therapy at 402-773-0270. Clay County Physical Therapy sends out congratulations to the Sutton sports teams.
You just never know when accidents will happen. But when they do, you can always rely on Ellerbrock Norris Insurance. Whether it's for your auto, home, life, business, or farm, Ellerbrock Norris Insurance has the coverage Nebraska families have relied on since 1906. Call us at 888-302-2461 or visit us online at ellerbrocknorris.com for an insurance quote today. We have locations in Hastings, Kearney, Omaha, and Lincoln. Stop in today to see how Ellerbrock Norris can help you.
The Breeze, 94.5.
We're back on the New Tech Seeds pregame show as we get you set for the Boys State High School basketball tournament. Day number two today, Sutton taking on Hardington Cedar Catholic as we spend a couple of minutes with Sutton head coach Steve Sponberg. And coach, it wasn't a picture-perfect day yesterday. You set a couple of records for productivity, but you were able to find a way to beat Crofton.
Well, I really did. It's I guess when you get to the state tournament, it's try to win and survive. And we weren't overly pleased with what we did offensively by any stretch of the imagination. We didn't shoot the ball very well, in fact, very poorly from the three-point area, and didn't get a lot of production inside. So we tried to create some things with our defense. I thought Austin Rath had a key steal in the middle of the ball game, and then we had some penetrating drives to the basket that we actually finished. So we did some things late that were better, but we're far from what we're going to have to be today if we're going to be successful. Our constant was our defense. I thought we played well. They got off to a decent start against us, and then we really tried to do some things as far as some adjustments was pressuring their guards, which we had wanted to do coming into the game, but not letting their post people get comfortable on the block. And I thought Mitch Carlson, Brody Yost, and Noah Johnson did a nice job of getting them off of where they wanted to be, maybe a step or two further out. And they weren't quite as productive as they were in the first quarter.
He held them to just a couple of field goals in the last three quarters of play, and then had a relatively productive fourth quarter. You outscored them 14-5. What was the difference in that final quarter?
Well, I think, again, we turned up a little bit of pressure defensively and created some turnovers, which led to not necessarily directly to baskets, but some transition things. And then I thought offensively we got a little better movement. I was really disappointed yesterday in the we kind of thought we just stood around against the zone some, and we that's not what we've done all year. And so I think when you come down the stage, term, it's just a different atmosphere, and you just see how your kids respond. And like I said, in the fourth quarter, I thought we got a little bit more motion. We started to break their defense down by, you know, we've talked about either getting the pass into seams or gaps or penetrating with the dribble, and I thought we did a better job penetrating with the dribble, and Austin Rath and Cole Wiseman got to the basket a couple times and finished in around there.
Out-rebounded in the first half by Crofton, did a much better job on the boards in the second half.
Well, I thought we got out-hustled, and I thought we got outplayed the first half, to be quite honest with you. I thought loose balls they came up with, they went to the offensive boards, and we didn't do a very good job of that. And we talked about that at halftime, and we have an intelligent team. They know what they have to do to be successful. They've had some success all year, so they took that to heart, and I thought we did a better job of rebounding the ball. That was where it all started. And then we got some loose balls in some key situations that we had to.
A lot of coaches say the first game of the state tournament is always the toughest game. Was that what we saw yesterday out of your team?
I sure hope so, because I know we talked about them after the game, and we didn't shoot the ball very well. And if you don't shoot the ball well in a high school gym, our thought was if we didn't shoot the ball there, we may not hit the rim today if we don't shoot any better than that here at Pershing. But I think over the years that we've been had an opportunity to bring teams down here, first game's difficult. It's a situation where the atmosphere is just totally different than it is any other time. You're playing teams that you don't see play in a lot of cases, and they've also had 7 or 8 days to prepare. And when you do that, you can make some adjustments. Now we're kind of on a level playing field. We have kind of an idea what Hardington Cedar Catholic's going to do. I'm sure they have a little bit, but they haven't maybe focused or spent the 7 or 8 days directly upon each team. So usually the offenses open up a little bit, and I certainly hope that happens for us today. Now, they're an outstanding ball club. They're very athletic. They're very long. They got a great post player in the Howell kid that posts down low, and probably the best point guard in our class. This kid is 23 Kaisers, really good. He can go left, right. He creates off the dribble. He can penetrate in and create shots for other people, and he's a good scorer himself. And then, you know, they're long and angular, 6'4", 6'5", with some of their other people that play their roles very well. So this is a very athletic team and an outstanding basketball team. So we've got to try to keep them out of the paint. If they can break us down and get into the paint and create shots for others or create shots for themselves, then we're going to be in trouble today. So defensively, we've got to try to keep them out of the paint. And then offensively, we've got to handle their changing defenses. They switch around from man to a 2-3 zone, a little bit of 1-3-1 zone. So we have to recognize that, transition smoothly into our offense, and obviously shoot the ball better.
What can we do to create a little bit more offense today?
Well, like I said, we have to try to create some with our defense. I'll go against this team. It's going to be a little more difficult because they have such a good point guard. The other side of the thing is we have to rebound the ball, and we have to get the ball out and actually push the ball. This team will run with us. Crofton was more of a team that wanted to set up half court, and we kind of played into their hands by walking the ball up the floor. So we have to get the ball off the glass, see if we can get some transition baskets, and then obviously we have to execute our offense better. We just cannot go out and stand in four spots. If we do that, it'll be a long day for us.
I get it.
Well, thank you very much.
Steve Sponberg, the head coach for the Sutton Mustangs. You're listening to the New Tech Seeds pregame show today on The Breeze.
Real personal service is hard to find, especially when you're not feeling well. You need a pharmacy you can trust, a Good Neighbor Pharmacy. For prescriptions or just questions about other health care issues, see Sutton Pharmacy in Sutton, your Good Neighbor Pharmacy.
Clay County Physical Therapy provides you with the care you deserve and the results you desire. Whether it's a sports injury treatment or some other rehab service that you need, call Clay County Physical Therapy at 402-773-0270. Clay County Physical Therapy sends out congratulations to the Sutton sports teams.
At the Paint and Paper Palace in Sutton, their knowledgeable staff will help you spend your remodeling dollars wisely. The Paint and Paper Palace carries Mohawk flooring and a full line of Benjamin Moore paints. Check their wide selection of window treatments, wall coverings, and flooring options. Located at 234 North Saunders in Sutton. That's the Paint and Paper Palace in Sutton.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Mike Will back at the Pershing Center, downtown Lincoln today. Class C2 semifinals here on The Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. A couple of teams that have been to the state tournament a lot. In fact, Huntington Cedar Catholic making their 18th appearance here in the state tournament. They were here a year ago. Huntington Cedar Catholic has got state championships in 1980 and in 1984. They were the state runner-ups in 1991 and in 1993. The Sutton Mustangs are making their 28th appearance here in the state tournament. They got state championships in 1919, 1922, 1989, and in 2003. Sutton has finished runner-up in 1987 and in 2002. Huntington Cedar Catholic going to be a big chore for the Mustangs here today. It's a team that has a little bit of offense at 59.2 points as their scoring average. They give up 49.9 in the defensive end. Sutton, meanwhile, relies on their defense like we talked yesterday. They allow only 31.5 points per ball game. They score 53.2. Sutton yesterday beating Crofton 37-24 actually set a couple of records at the state tournament. Fewest points given up in a game, which was the 24 that they gave up to Crofton yesterday, and the lowest scoring game in tournament history at 37-24. Maybe a couple of records that Steve Sponberg doesn't really want to hold. It was not a good day for the Mustangs offensively yesterday. Your starting lineups today for Sutton. It'll be Cole Wiseman, a 6-foot junior, averaging 10.8 points per ball game. Austin Rath, 6'2", and a senior, averaging 20.2 per contest. Brody Yost, a 6'1" and senior, averaging 6 points per ball game. Reed Stone, a 6-foot senior, averaging 6.2. Mitch Carlson, 6'2", and a senior, is averaging 2.6 points per ball game. For Huntington Cedar Catholic, the Trojans, they will go with Logan Feilmeyer. He's a 6'4" and senior, averaging 12.5 points per ball game. You've got Taylor Connell, a 6'5" inch junior, who is averaging 6 points per contest. Trent Jansen, who's a 6'3" and senior, is averaging 6.7 points per game. James Kaiser is a guy that the coach talked about during the pregame show. Kaiser, a 5'11" inch sophomore, says he might be the best point guard in Class C2 this year. Kaiser are averaging 15.7 points per ball game. Then we'll see Grant Howell, who's a 6'4" inch junior, is averaging 10.6 points per ball game. So Huntington Cedar Catholic and Sutton here in one of the semifinals in Class C2. The other game is going to pit Freeman up against Southern Valley. That will go at 10:45 here this morning at Pershing. The two winners will play for the state championship tomorrow morning. It'll be the first of six games at the Bob Devaney Sports Center. It'll tip off at 9 o'clock. And a reminder, we'll have all six state championship games on ESPN Superstation, 1550 KICS in Hastings, 1460 KXPN in Kearney. Sutton going to be dressed in their white uniforms there this afternoon, or actually this morning. Yeah, grab your donut and your cup of coffee. We're ready for basketball here. Sutton playing a 9 o'clock game again for the second straight day. Sutton dressed in their whites, trimmed and lettered in the red and the black. Hardington Cedar Catholic. The Trojans come out in their red uniforms today, trimmed and lettered in the whites. So state tournament basketball action for you here today on the Breeze. KLIQ 94.5. Online at KLIQFM.com and also at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Jumping into the center circle for the Trojans is going to be Failmeyer. And in there for the Sutton Mustangs. Jumping things off is going to be Mitch Carlson. Ready to go. Sutton shooting to our basket to our right here as we view it from the floor at the Pershing Center in downtown Lincoln. Sutton's going to control the opening tip. Sutton had a tough day offensively yesterday in that ball game against Crofton. We'll see what adjustments they made here overnight. Austin Rath has got the ball on the wing on the left side. Brody Yost out here at the top of the key. Now to Reed Stone. Top of the key. That's a Rath with the ball. Drives it to the free throw line. Gives it up here to Reed Stone. Bounce pass comes across the top to Carlson. Down to Wiseman on the wing on the left side. Yost at the top of the key. Right side down to Austin Rath. Rath right side of the lane. Skip pass goes out to Stone on the wing. His long range jumper is put up there and down the hole it goes. A three pointer. Reed Stone gets things started for the Sutton Mustangs. And Sutton is out on top by a score of 3-0. We have played 40 seconds here. It is opening quarter play from the Pershing Center. Sutton is going to play a man-to-man defense. The ball poked away. It's picked up here by Kaiser's long-range jumper for three is up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Yost of Sutton. Outlet pass goes to the far sideline to Wiseman. Wiseman's pass to the near side deflected. Rath picks it up. Dribbles inside. Spins right side of the lane. The ball poked away. And to be picked up by Cedar Catholic. Running back the other way. That's Cotto with the ball. Down the lane. Scoop shot is up there. No good. Misses the easy one. And the rebound comes down to Yost. Out to Stone. Down the far sideline, here come the Sutton Mustangs into the offensive zone. Rath has got it down here at the top of the three-point arc. Out here to the top of the circle, now to Wiseman. He gives it to Mitch Carlson. Carlson now to Reed Stone. Holds the ball, dribbles it out to the center of the floor again. Goes on the wing on the left side to Austin Rath. He holds it. Now to Reed Stone. Out here to Carlson. On the right wing, Cole Wiseman has got it. Wiseman dribbles once inside to Rath. He backs it on out, takes it down to the baseline. Underneath the basket, jump pass out on the left wing. There's a shot by Stone. It's up there from three. No good. Offensive rebound. Offensive rebound for Yost. They get to the Carlson. They reset the offense now to Austin Rath. Now to Carlson. 3-0 is the score. Sutton has got the lead. Mustangs working with the ball out here in three-point territory. Reed Stone drives it down the lane. Nice dish, but it's off with the fingertips of Mitch Carlson out of bounds. Second turnover on Sutton so far in the ball game. Sutton does a good job taking care of the ball. They average only 8 turnovers per game. They've got 2 here in the first 2 minutes of the ball game. We're down to 6 minutes to go in the first quarter. 3-0 is the score. Sutton has got the lead. Now here's a foul down there on the baseline. Trying to drive it was Failsmeyer. The personal foul is going to be called here on Sutton. First team foul on the Mustangs in this first quarter of play. First foul of the ball game. As it's going to be Hardington Cedar Catholic playing the ball in down here. That's a Failmeyer. His shot in the lane. An off-balance shot is going to be no good, and a traveling violation is called. Traveling violation is called on Hardington Cedar Catholic. That's their first turnover of the ball game. And now Sutton will come back the other way. 3-0 is the score. Sutton has got the lead. Pressured now by the Trojans in backcourt. Mitch Carlson has got the ball on the far sideline. Austin Rath. Rath has it poked away. It's loose here on the near side. It's picked up here by Cottle, and he is out of bounds. It goes out of bounds. Cottle ends up on the press road down here. Almost had somebody in one of the radio stations lap down here. Huntington Cedar Catholic turns over for the second time here today. It's going to be Sutton with the basketball as they come back the other way, facing pressure in backcourt to get into the offensive zone. That's Yost with the ball. Yost now to Wiseman. He has his pocket pick. Back the other way comes Kaiser. He drives, shoots, and scores. James Kaiser takes that ball away from Cole Wiseman. Third turnover of the ball game on Sutton. 3-2 is the score now. Sutton with a one-point lead. Mustangs have the ball. Down in the corner is Austin Rath. Comes out of the wing to Wiseman. Now top of the key to Stone for three. Shot good. Reed Stone buries a second three-pointer in the ball game. 6-2 is the score now. Sutton has got the lead. We're 3 minutes into the contest here from the Pershing Center. The pace a little bit better today for the Sutton Mustangs. Sutton wants to get up and down the floor, and I think Hardington Cedar Catholic does too. There's the ball. It's going to be deflected out of bounds by Stone into the Sutton bench. So Cedar Catholic will play things in down here on the far sideline, down in the corner. 3-2 is the score. Actually, 6-2 is the score after Stone hits that three-pointer in that last possession. 4:52 to play in the first quarter. Connell inbounds the ball, gets it to Trent Jensen. Sutton is playing this man-to-man defense. There's a Kaiser with the ball, comes across the top to Failmeyer. There's a pass in the near sideline. It's going to be deflected out of bounds. Austin Rath over here for the Sutton defense, knocking it out of bounds. It's going to be Cedar Catholic inbounding the ball here on the near sideline. They get it out here in the three-point territory to James Kaiser. Kaiser dribbling with the ball, comes back to the wing to Cottle. He holds it. Now out on top to Jensen. Drives the ball down the paint. His left-handed layup is up there and in. Trent Jensen scores for Huntington Cedar Catholic. 6-4 the score. Now Sutton has got a two-point lead. Here come the Mustangs back the other way. Wiseman has got a jump pass out to Stone. Stone comes over here to Rath. Rath holds it on the wing. Back out to Stone. Now left side to a Wiseman. Holds it here against his zone defense. There's a long-range jumper by Stone. His three-pointer is going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Grant Howell. Howell comes on the near sideline to Failmeyer. Failmeyer into the forecourt now, dribbling to the ball. Takes it down to the right side of the lane. Kicks it out here. A long three-pointer put up there. No good by Trent Johnson. Rebound comes down to Sutton. Brody Yost has got the ball. Yost gets it away now into the forecourt. That's Reed Stone to the ball. Brody Yost at the top of the key. Right side down to Wiseman. Entry pass. Get it inside to Yost. His shot is up and in. Brody Yost hits his first field goal of the ball game, and Sutton is out on top by a score of 8-4 here in the ball game this morning at the Pershing Center in downtown Lincoln today, the Class C2 state semifinals. Here's a Kaiser with the ball. Kaiser now to Jensen. Jensen gets it to Failsmeyer. His shot is up and in. Takes it down the right side of the lane and scores. Logan's now got 2 points in the ball game. 8-6 is the score. Here comes Sutton back with the basketball. Mitch Carlson has got it. Mitch Carlson, cross-court pass comes over here. It's going to be tipped right in front of us. The ball is loose, and it's finally picked up here by Rath. Rath sends it down in the corner to Yost. Skip pass out on top to Reed Stone. On the wing, Wiseman. He drives, and a foul is going to be called. Well, Wiseman is fouled on the play here by Huntington Cedar Catholic. Wiseman had his hand injured yesterday. According to the coach, he sustained a cut on that hand yesterday, and he was all bandaged up on his left hand. He's not wearing that protective coating here today. Here's a Wiseman with a ball. Cross-court pass comes over to Rath. His shot could be blocked down in three-point territory. The ball is loose and is picked up by Cedar Catholic. Down the near sideline comes Kaiser. Kaiser pulls up a three-pointer. Rims off no good. And the rebound comes down to Sutton. With the board there is Mitch Carlson. So a turnover on Sutton. That's their fourth one already in the ball game. There comes Wiseman back into the offensive zone for the Mustangs. They get it to a Mitch Carlson. Down to the left wing. Austin Rath has got it. He dribbles out here against Failsmeyer. Out on top to Reed Stone, three-pointer, bingo! Reed Stone has nailed 3 three-pointers here. In his first quarter of play, he's got 9 points. 11-6. Sutton has got the lead. So a hot start for Reed Stone. He had just 3 points yesterday. He's nailed 3 threes so far here in this first quarter of play. Failsmeyer down here on the baseline. Can't do anything with the ball. Gives it up now. That's a Grant Howell with the ball. Howell for three. Shot is up there. That's off of the mark. No good. There's a rebound there by Sutton. Running back the other way is Austin Rath. Rath into the forecourt to Wiseman. Pass down to Yost. His shot is up there. No good. He's hacked on the arm. Trent Jansen is going to be hit with a personal foul. That's going to be his first. That's going to be team foul number 2 on Huntington Cedar Catholic. And now the Trojans want to call a timeout. Cedar Catholic calls a timeout. 2 minutes and 7 seconds to play here in the first quarter from the Pershing Center in downtown Lincoln. The score is Sutton 11, Huntington Cedar Catholic 6.
Since 1882, Cornerstone Bank has been serving the financial needs of Central Nebraska by providing full-service banking, including deposit accounts, loan products, farm management, and more. With 33 locations in Central Nebraska, including Harvard, Clay Center, and Sutton, Cornerstone Bank has a location close to you. Bank on a solid foundation with Cornerstone. Member FDIC Equal Housing Lender.
It's deer season. Save all season long with the performance and versatility of a new John Deere 3E, 5D, or 5E series utility tractor. Take advantage of 0% financing for 60 months. Plus, get up to $1,500 off with the purchase of 2 qualifying implements. Don't wait. Come in today and get your deer season savings. Offer ends April 30th, 2013. Subject to approved credit on John Deere financial installment plan. Some restrictions apply. See your participating John Deere dealer for details.
See Oregon Trail Equipment, your John Deere dealer, West Highway 6 in Hastings.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Over at the Bob Devaney Sports Center this morning, Omaha Central, Omaha Benson tied up 8 points apiece. Halfway through the first quarter of play. State Boys Basketball Tournament coverage brought to you in part by Gary Michaels Clothiers of Hastings, carrying the largest selection of fine menswear from here to Denver. So a good start for the Mustangs here today. 11-6 is the score. Reed Stone has provided a little offense for Steve Sponberg and Sutton with 3 three-pointers in the first quarter. Here comes Yost to the free throw line. His shot's going to be up there no good. He was 1 out of 2 from the free throw line yesterday. Sutton was 10 out of 16 from the line. And their ball game over Crofton, 37-24 victory in that opening round game. Yost's next free throw is up there. That one is no good. So he misses a pair, and the rebound comes down to Cedar Catholic. Grant Howell has got the ball. Howell now to Kaiser into the offensive zone. Fails. Myers got it here on the near sideline, out in three-point territory. Goes inside to Howell, dribbles into the lane, kicks it out here. There's a long-range jumper put up there. It's going to be no good by Ryan Becker, who's into the ball game. Kaiser gets the rebound, three-pointer up there, no good. Battle for the rebound, it is loose. It comes to the far side. It is picked up by Failsmeyer. Another chance here for Huntington Cedar Catholic. Top of the key is going to be Kaiser. Gets it inside to Grant Howell with his back to the basket, spins, puts it up there right-handed. Shot no good. He's fouling the play. Fouling the play. And the personal foul is going to go on Mitch Carlson of Sutton. That's going to be his first foul, team foul number two on the Mustangs. This will be a shooting situation as Grant Howell will go to the free throw line. He scored 12 points yesterday at that win over North Platte St. Pat's, and he hits his first free throw here. Yesterday, Hardington Cedar Catholic was 10 out of 20 from the free throw line against the Irish. And it's now an 11-7 ball game. Sutton has got a four-point lead over the Trojans here in the state semifinals in Class C2. Al's next shot is up there. It's good. So he hits a pair of free throws. It's now an 11-8 ball game in favor of Sutton. Here come the Mustangs back the other way. Wiseman has got it here on the near sideline. Reed Stone goes over to Austin Rath. Now to Stone. The Wiseman free throw line extended right side. Holds the ball. Out to Stone. Now swings it left side to Yost. Skip pass comes over here to Rath. Drives the ball down on the baseline. Cuts for the hole. His shot could be knocked down. Picks his own shot back up and is up and in. Austin Rath has it knocked loose. He picks up the ball. The loose ball down on the baseline in the paint and scores with it. Austin Rath picks up his first field goal in the ball game. He had 22 yesterday in that win over Crofton. Sutton is out on top now with a score of 13-8. Here's a Grant Howell with the ball out here at the top of the key. Bounce pass comes over here on the wing to James Kaiser. Sutton is in a man-to-man defense. Kaiser dribbling with the ball. Comes out here between the circles to a Cottle. We're down to 49 seconds to play. We'll see a Cedar Catholic playing for the last shot here. You wouldn't think so. Here's a Grant Howell. He comes out here to Kaiser. His short jumper is up there. It's going to be off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Yost. Yost has got it now to Stone. Here come the Mustangs into the forecourt. Down in the corner. Rath for three. Yes! Austin Rath hits a three-pointer. He's got 5 points in the ballgame. Sutton is out to a 16-8 lead. Here's Ryan Becker with the ball now for Cedar Catholic. At the top of the key is going to be Cottle. Brings it back to Becker down low. There's a shot taken there by Patrick Wiesler, and a foul is going to be called. Wiesler had it on the low block on the right side. He goes up with a shot, and he's hammered in the play by Mitch Carlson. That's going to be his second personal foul, team foul number three on the Mustangs. And going to the free throw line will be Patrick Wiesler. Wiesler scored 2 points yesterday, averages 2.9 in the season. Big guy throws it up there, and the shot is good. Patrick Wiesler here for Huntington Cedar Catholic. He is 6'7", and he's senior. They've got some size on this team that Sutton is going to have to handle today. Patrick Wiesler will have another shot. It's up there. That one is good. So the Trojans now 4 out of 4 from the free throw line in this ball game. We're down to 17.9 seconds to go in the first quarter. Kind of an entertaining first period of play here. 16-10 is the score. Sutton has got a 6-point lead. Mustangs will have the final possession as they come to their offensive zone. Yost to Wiseman. Down to Stone. Brings it back out to Wiseman. 8 seconds to go. Wiseman comes over here to Rath behind the screen. Rath takes it down the left side. Now gets it out to Stone, and he throws the ball into the backcourt. Chased down there by Wiseman, but time expires. So Sutton messes up the last possession there as they throw the ball away. And Sutton has got 5 turnovers here in the first quarter, but they also have a 6-point lead. 1 quarter in the books today in the Class C2 state semifinals from the Pershing Center. The score, it is Sutton 16, Huntington Cedar Catholic 10.
Allied Insurance, a nationwide company, and Raider Insurance, your local Allied agents, a winning combination. As Allied Insurance agents, Raider Insurance will help you get the best coverage at the best price for your auto, home, or business. Allied Insurance is an equal housing opportunity insurer. Allied Insurance, a nationwide company on your side. And Raider Insurance, supporting local and area students and student athletes. 1130 West 2nd, Hastings, and at RaiderInsurance.com.
Students, prom is almost here. You know what that means, right? Time to man up and ask her to go with you. It also means you'll need to be looking your best. And Gary Michaels Clothers in Hastings would like to help. Just head over to Gary Michaels in downtown Hastings next Thursday, March 14th from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. for the pizza prom party. Eat some pizza, get fitted for your tux, and receive $10 off your tux rental. So let's recap. Get date, get tux, free pizza. March 14th, Gary Michaels Clothers, downtown Hastings.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And welcome back to the Husker Power Products broadcast booth, powered by LP and diesel irrigation engines from Husker Power Products of Hastings. 16-10 is the score. Sutton has got the lead as they start the second quarter of play. Cedar Catholic with the opening possession of the period, and there's a pass that's going to be kicked back out of bounds. Dale Meyer had it on the wing on the right side, trying to send it into the lane, and the ball was kicked there by the Mustangs. So it's going to be Cedar Catholic inbounding the ball down here. Cottle will play things in. He gets it to Failsmeyer down in the corner again. That's Taylor Cottle with the ball out here to Failsmeyer as he swings it to the left side. On the wing is going to be Kaiser. Kaiser sends it inside down to Grant Howes. Back into the ball game. Turns, and the ball's going to be knocked away, and it's picked up by Sutton. Turnover number three in the ball game for Cedar Catholic as the ball is poked away there from Grant Howes. Sutton has got the ball with a six-point lead. 16-10 is the score. Cole Wiseman out on top now to Rapp as he drives it. Foul called. Wiseman takes off down the left side of the lane and picks up the personal foul here. It's going to go on Failsmeyer of Hardington Cedar Catholic. That's going to be his first. Team foul number three on the Trojans. Wiseman comes out of the ball game now for Sutton. Trey Raymer comes in there. Sutton has got a six-point lead, 16-10 is the score. Reed Stone with the ball over here on the wing on the right side to Noah Johnson, who's also into the ball game now for Steve Sponberg and the Mustangs. As the ball is going to be slapped away from Austin Rapp, that goes out of bounds into the Trojans bench on the far sideline. So Sutton will play things in right in front of the Trojans over there as they get it into a Reed Stone. Bounce pass over here to Noah Johnson. Free throw line extended left side. Johnson down top of the key to Austin Rapp. He spins, takes it to the free throw line, and falls down with the ball. Finally gets it out here in 3-point territory to Raymer. Trojan fans wanted a traveling call there. They didn't get it. Here's Noah Johnson with the ball. Now to Brody Yost. Yost out here in 3-point territory. Now to Austin Rapp. Here's Reed Stone over on the wing on the left side to Trey Raymer. Ball poked away, but Raymer picks her back up. Raymer dribbles now as he gives it up down on the baseline. That's going to be Yost with the ball and pass into the lane. We've got a personal foul call down there. Driving the baseline, and a personal foul is going to be called. That's going to go on Hardington Cedar Catholic, and a personal is going to be called on James Kaiser. That's going to be his first, team foul number four on Cedar Catholic here in the ballgame. It'll be Sutton playing it in, baseline right side, underneath their own basket. The Mustangs have a six-point lead, 16-10 is the score. There's a pass into Yost. The ball slapped away, but Yost picks her back up. Gets it out of the far sideline to Reed Stone. Out here to Trey Raymer in 3-point territory. Raymer gives it up now to Noah Johnson. Johnson to Wiseman. They work her back around to the wing on the left side. That's going to be Raymer with the ball outside. Here's a 3-pointer put up there by Wiseman. No good. And the rebound comes down to Cedar Catholic down the right sideline. Kaiser with the ball. Kaiser brings it back to the center of the floor. Jump pass comes to the near side. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Wiseman. He runs her back the other way. The ball stripped away here by Failsmeyer. Out of bounds. Sutton ball. Good defensive play there by Logan Failsmeyer for Huntington Cedar Catholic as he knocks that ball away from Cole Wiseman of Sutton. Mustangs will inbound the ball baseline left side underneath their own basket. 6:15 to play here in the second quarter. Johnson has got it out on top to Trey Raymer. Raymer holds it against his man-to-man defense for Huntington Cedar Catholic. They will play man. They'll play zone here today. So a combination of defenses are going to be thrown up here on the Mustangs. Raymer's got the ball. Free throw line extended left side. They try to go back door. The ball's going to be deflected away. Stone is knocked down. No foul called. And the rebound comes back here to Huntington Cedar Catholic. Failsmeyer has got the ball. Dribbles to the free throw line. He is hit as he gives the ball to Grant Howell. Cross-court pass goes to Becker. His shot is up there from three. No good. Bounds off of the rim. And the rebound comes down to Cole Wiseman. Right-handed dribble. Waist high. It brings it into the offensive zone. Out here to Brody Yost. Over to Reed Stone. Stone down top of the key to Raymer. Trey Raymer dribbling the ball here against James Kaiser of Cedar Catholic. On the wing is going to be Brody Yost as he holds it. Two-handed pass back out on top. Noah Johnson. Johnson now to Wiseman. Top of the key. That's a Yost with the ball. He drives it. Foul called. Contact made and the foul is going to be called here. That's going to go on Ryan Becker, I think, of Hardington Cedar Catholic. That's going to be his first foul. That's the case. Team foul number five on the Trojans. So it'll be Sutton playing it in right in front of us here on the near sideline. 5 minutes and 21 seconds to play in the second quarter. 16-10 is the score. Sutton has got the lead. Nobody has scored so far here in the second quarter of play. There's a long-range jumper from the far side. No good by Rath. Offensive rebound. Johnson, follow shot up there. That one is good. Noah Johnson got the offensive board and the putback. Sutton is now out to an 8-point lead. 18-10 is the score. So Sutton finding a little bit more offense here in this basketball game than he did yesterday. He scored only 37 points in their quarterfinal win over Crompton at 37-24. There's a ball poked away again. Boy, this Sutton defense tougher than nails, giving up only 31.5 points per ball game, allowed just 24 points in four quarters yesterday. That ball deflected out of bounds, and Cedar Catholic will have to inbound the ball again. Here's James Kaiser out here in three-point territory working against Raymer. That's Becker with the ball on the right side. Here's a pass out on top. It's intercepted. Intercepted by Rath. He drives, shoots, and scores. Austin Rath gets the interception and the field goal on the other end. That's the fifth turnover now on Hardington Cedar Catholic. It's now a 20-10 ball game in favor of Sutton. Here's a Fales Myers with the ball. Comes out here to Ryan Becker. Comes across the top now to Kaiser. Holds the ball on the wing. Down in the corner, Fales Myers. Now we got a foul called as he tries to send a pass inside to paint there. And we got a foul called here. It's going to go on Noah Johnson of Sutton. That's going to be his first foul. Team foul number four on the Mustangs here in this first half of play. Non-shooting situation, so it's going to be Cedar Catholic inbounding the ball. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Connell has got it right underneath the basket. His shot is up and in. They got the ball to Grant Howell, and that was an easy basket. Grant Howell gets his first field goal of the ball game. He's now got 4 points. The Trojans back to within eight. 20-12 is the score. Austin Rath with the ball. He drives the ball. Stops here at left side of the lane. Now he got a jump ball called. Austin Rath is tied up on the play there by Connell of Hardington Cedar Catholic, but the possession arrow is pointing in favor of Sutton, so the Mustangs will maintain control. Here comes Reed Stone back into the ballgame now for Sutton, and going out is going to be Trey Raymer. Sutton will inbound the ball, baseline right side underneath their own basket, 4:16 to play. Here in the second quarter, Wiseman's got the ball on the dribble, brings it up high on the left side. Bounce pass out on top to Rath. The ball's going to be poked away. It's going to be picked up here by Cedar Catholic. Back the other way comes Cottle. He has problems with the dribble. It's loose. It goes to the far sideline. Finally picked up over there by the Trojans as they come back around on the low block on the left side. That's going to be Howell with the ball back out on top. Fails Meyer. It's shot for three. No good. Rebound Howell. Follow shot is good, but it won't count. We got a foul down there. It's going to go on Sutton before the shot. It's going to go on Noah Johnson. That's going to be his second. Team foul number five on the Mustangs. No free throws either. It'll be a Hardington Cedar Catholic inbounding the ball. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Taylor Cottle will inbound the ball here for the Trojans. Gets it to Failmeyer. His pass back inside. A shot taken by Cottle is no good. Rebound Sutton. Long pass down to Florida. Wiseman. He drives, shoots, and scores. Cole Wiseman scores on a breakaway layup there. It's now a 22-12 ball game. Sutton has got a 10-point lead here in the second quarter of play, down to 3 minutes and 39 seconds to go. Fales Myers with the ball now for Huntington Cedar Catholic. Comes into the offensive zone to Kaiser for three. Yes! Kaiser, right in front of the Sutton bench, nails a long-range three-pointer from a different area code. He's got 5 points in the ball game. 22-15 keeps the Trojans alive here in this contest. Cole Wiseman has got the ball. Now to Rath, drives it to the basket, has it knocked out of his hands. It's loose on the baseline. It goes down to bounce. Sutton ball. Last touchdown there by Grant Howell of Cedar Catholic. Sutton will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. 3:14 to play. Here in quarter number two, Sutton has got the lead. 22-15, Mustangs on the ball. Austin Rath gets it to Stone. Now to Yost. 200 pass back out on top. Cole Wiseman has got it. Wiseman goes to Yost. Yost over on the wing on the left side. There's going to be Austin Rath with the ball. To Wiseman for three. Shot right down the hole for three. Cole Wiseman knocked down a three-pointer. He's got 5 points in the ball game. Sutton is back out on top by 10 points at 25-15. There's a James Kaiser with the ball over on the wing on the right side. It fails. Myers shot for three. Is up there no good. Rebound comes down to Wiseman. Cole Wiseman has got the ball for Sutton, running back the other way. Long pass down to Florida. Johnson has it stripped away. Stripped loose here by Fales Myers. He brings it back on the dribble. Nice pass there to Kaiser. Shot no good on a driving layup. Rebound is loose and ripped out of there, and a jump ball is going to be called. Fales Myers getting into it there with Noah Johnson. Jump ball is called, and the arrow this time pointing in favor of Cedar Catholic, so the Trojans will inbound the ball. 2 minutes and 32 seconds to play. They're in the second quarter from the Pershing Center in downtown Lincoln. 25-15 is the score. Sutton is out to a 10-point lead. Out on top is going to be Frank Herbolsheimer, who's into the ball game now. Huntington Cedar Catholic for the first time. Fales Myers got it. Now to Herbolsheimer. Down there on the baseline on the left side. They come out in three-point territory to Cottle. Now right side, a three-pointer. Throwing up there, no good by Kaiser. Rebound comes down to Reed Stone for Sutton, running back the other way. Sutton has got a 10-point lead, 25-15. Here's Wiseman with the ball. Free throw line extended right side. Wiseman puts it on the floor and retreats back out near the 10-second line. Gives the ball to Brody Yost. Yost now to Reed Stone. Reed Stone holds it. Out here in three-point territory now to Tristan Sheridan, who's into the ball game for the first time. He did not play yesterday. Over here on the left side is Austin Rath. He tries to drive it, can't do it. Sends it back out on top to Sheridan. Down the right side to Cole Wiseman. Out on top, wide open. Here's Rath. It's out for three. It's up there, no good. And the rebound, and we got a foul called. So a jump ball's going to be called. Brody Yost was over the back of Logan Failsmeyer. The officials call a jump ball there. The Cedar Catholic fans wanted a foul. They didn't get it. So a jump ball is called, and Sutton will maintain control of the ball here as they will inbound it. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Sutton has got a 10-point lead here in the semifinals in Class C2 of the State High School Basketball Tournament. Down in the corner, Stone fakes the three. Now takes the three. It's not going to be short. No good. Gets his own rebound. Sends it back out on top to Wiseman. Now on the left wing. Rath for three. Yes! Austin Rath nails a three-pointer. He's got 10 points in the ball game, and Sutton has opened up a 13-point lead. 28-15 with a minute and 24 seconds to play here in the second quarter. Failsmeyer's got the ball. High right side. They work it back around down in the low block on the left side. That's a Weisler. His shot is up there, way off the mark, no good. Rebound comes down to Wiseman. His outfield pass is going to be intercepted by Herbelsheimer. Here's a Huntington Cedar Catholic driving for the hole. His shot is up there, no good by Kaiser, and the rebound comes down to Sutton. That's Austin Rath with the rebound as he runs her back the other way. Cuts for the hole. Contact made. Blocking foul is going to be called. That's going to be Frank Herbelsheimer getting up in the lane there. He picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his first. That's going to be team foul number six on Cedar Catholic here in the basketball game. Down to 58.2 seconds to play in the second quarter. Sutton is out on top by a score of 28-15. The Mustangs horrible yesterday from three-point range. Today, shooting the ball much better here at the Pershing Center. It's something you don't normally see here at Pershing with a wide open space, but they're hitting the mark here today. Here's a Cole Wiseman with the ball out in three-point territory. We'll see if the Mustangs run off the final of 50 seconds of this first half of play. They're working with the ball. Austin Rath comes out on top to Wiseman. Wiseman now over in the wing on the left side to Reed Stone. Brings it back out to Wiseman. We're down to 35 seconds to go here in the second quarter, and that's exactly what's going to happen here. Sutton has got a 13-point lead in this first half at 28-15. Relying on their three ball today to produce some offense after they scored only 37 points in the entire game yesterday in that win over Crofton. They've got 28 points already on the board here in this first half against Hardington Cedar Catholic. Now we're down to 13 seconds to go there in the second quarter. Reed Stone just holding on to the ball just across the 10-second mark here. 6 seconds to go. Reed Stone with the ball. There's a pass over to Wiseman. He'll take the three-pointer. It rims off no good. Rebound comes down to Cedar Catholic, and that is the end of the second quarter of play. First half in the books here in the Class C2 state semifinals of the 2013 Boys State High School Basketball Tournament. The score at halftime, it is Sutton 28, Huntington Cedar Catholic 15. You're listening to the Boys State Tournament today on The Breeze.
Good luck, Mustangs, from George's Aerial Spraying in Sutton. Bill George, owner and pilot, offers crop care by air. Call today for more information at 402-773-5581. That's 402-773-5581. Go Mustangs from George's Aerial Spraying in Sutton.
Real personal service is hard to find, especially when you're not feeling well. You need a pharmacy you can trust, a Good Neighbor Pharmacy. For prescriptions or just questions about other healthcare issues, see Sutton Pharmacy in Sutton, your Good Neighbor Pharmacy.
FlatRiverPreps.com is your source for high school sports results and updates 7 days a week. Covering over 100 teams across the state, whether you're a high school athlete, a proud parent, or a sports fan, you'll stay on top of your teams at FlatRiverPreps.com.
Clay County Physical Therapy provides you with the care you deserve and the results you desire. Whether it's a sports injury treatment or some other rehab service that you need, call Clay County Physical Therapy at 402-773-0270. Clay County Physical Therapy sends out congratulations to the Sutton sports teams.
Pay less and get more at the budget lot of Crossroads Ford in Kearney. 2005 Ford Escape, front-wheel drive, limited, $9,000. 2009 Chrysler PT Cruiser, $8,500. 2007 Chevy Cobalt LT four-door, $6,900. 2001 Ford Ranger 4x4 XLT Super Cab, $6,900. 2000 Olds Intrigue four-door GL, $4,900. They will deal and they take trade-ins. Stop and see them today. That's the budget lot of Crossroads Ford, Kearney.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And welcome back to the Pershing Center, downtown Lincoln today. This is the Allen Superstore halftime show. Get more for your dollar when you shop at locally owned Allen Superstore. South Allen Sporting Goods Department in the lower level this hunting season for hunting apparel, accessories, calls, decoys, and much more. The grocery department will beat any competitor's ads and offer thousands and thousands of unadvertised in-store specials each and every day. So why shop anywhere else when you can shop at your locally owned Allen Superstore? The You Get More Superstore, located at 1115 West 2nd Street in Hastings. So Sutton looks more like Sutton here today. Mustangs really struggled offensively in the ball game against Crofton yesterday, 37-24, set a couple of records for productivity here in the state tournament. Today, the Mustangs have hit 6 3-pointers. They have raced out to a 28-15 halftime lead here over Hardington Cedar Catholic. So 6 threes. Sutton led 16-10 after the first quarter. It's now a 28-15 ball game in favor of the Mustangs. Austin Rath is leading the way for Sutton so far. He has got 10 points in the ball game. He has nailed a couple of three-pointers himself, a couple of two-point field goals. So Rath has got 10 points after scoring 22 in the ball game yesterday against Crofton. Reed Stone, he was on fire early for Sutton. He knocked down 3 three-pointers. He's got 9 points here at halftime. Stone had just 3 points yesterday in the quarterfinals. The other scorer is Cole Wiseman. He has got a 3 and a 2. He's got 5 points here at the break. Brody Yost, he's got a field goal for 2. Noah Johnson has got a field goal for 2. Sutton has turned the ball over 6 times here in the first half of play, and they are 0 out of 2 from the free throw line. Huntington Cedar Catholic, they are 4 out of 4 from the line in the first half. They have 5 turnovers, and they are being led by James Kaiser so far. He's got 5 points. He's knocked down a 3, and he's got a 2-point field goal. So 5 points for Kaiser. He had 21 yesterday in the quarterfinal ball game over North Platte St. Pat's. The other scorer is Grant Howell. He's got a field goal. He is 2 out of 2 from the free throw line for 4. Patrick Weisler, he has got a couple of free throws and 2 attempts for 2 points. Trent Johnson, he has got a field goal for 2. And Logan Failmeyer, he's got a field goal and 2 points here for Huntington Cedar Catholic. So it's the Sutton Mustangs out on top of Huntington Cedar Catholic at the break. The score, Sutton 28, Huntington Cedar Catholic 15. You're listening to the Allen Superstore Halftime Show here today on The Breeze. We'll be back right after this.
Protect your car, truck, camper, boat, and other valuable machinery and equipment with an Astro Building from Square Deal Lumber and Hardware in Holstein. Strong construction, quality materials, and expert workmanship by local crews, Astro Buildings are adaptive, attractive, and affordable. Call Gene or Colby at 402-756-5881 and get a free quote. They'll help you design an Astro Building that will fit all your needs. Square Deal Lumber and Hardware in Holstein, Nebraska, and at buysquaredeal.com.
Call Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings, for all your residential, farm, and commercial plumbing needs, including water heaters and water softeners. Witt Plumbing also does new construction, remodeling, and repairs, also backhoe, trenching, and leach fields, and is a certified septic tank installer. Call 463-4664. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Get professional expert service from Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings, proudly supporting local and area academics and athletics.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With 2 locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And welcome back to the Husker Power Products broadcast booth, powered by LP and diesel irrigation engines from Husker Power Products of Hastings. 28-15 is the score. Sutton has got the lead over the Trojans of Huntington Cedar Catholic in this Class C2 state semifinal ball game. The winner of this one will play for the state championship tomorrow at 9 o'clock at the Bob Devaney Sports Center against either Freeman or Southern Valley. That ball game is coming up next year at 10:45 at Pershing. Freeman yesterday knocking off Archbishop Bergen in a wild one, 45-42. Southern Valley outlasts Lutheran High Northeast by a score of 41-34. So that's the matchup here in Class C2. The other game going on in Lincoln right now at this time slot, you've got the Class A semifinal game between Omaha Benson, Omaha Central, As expected, top-seeded Omaha Central has gotten the lead over the Benson Bunnies by the score of 37-23. That game is at halftime. The other semifinal game in Class A, Omaha South up against Papillion La Vista. In Class B today at 7 o'clock tonight at the Sports Center, you've got South Sioux City up against Elkhorn South. South Sioux City beating second-seeded Ralston yesterday, 55-47. Elkhorn South took care of York, 80-58. The other semifinal game has Scotts Bluff playing Gretna. Scotts Bluff beat Aurora last night. Huskies had a lead throughout much of that ball game, but lost it down the stretch. Scotts Bluff 59, Aurora 56, and Gretna knocked off Waverly 48-33. Class C1 state semifinals today. Wahoo and Wayne will play at 2 o'clock today at the Sports Center. Wahoo beating Lincoln Christian yesterday by 20, 55-35. Wayne beating Adams Central yesterday by the score of 48-39. In the other semifinal game, you've got Boone Central against Kimball. Boone Central took care of Kearney Catholic 63-57 yesterday. Kimball beat Gibbon by the score of 62-58. Told you about Class C2. In Class D1 at Pershing tonight, it'll be Paxton playing St. Mary's in the first game. St. Mary's beat High Plains Community 67-56 yesterday, and it was Paxton over Arapahoe 50-47. The other Class D1 semifinal game is top-seeded Howells Dodge up against Burwell. Howells Dodge winner over Johnson Brock yesterday 59-40. Burwell beat Kennesaw yesterday in overtime 62-59. Finally, in Class D2, you've got Layton playing Spalding Academy at 2 o'clock today here at Pershing. Yesterday, Layton beat Juanita Palisade 42-37. And it was Spalding Academy knocking off Wausau 65-62. The other semifinal game in Class D2 will pit Why Not up against Fall City Sacred Hearts. Why Not beat Giltner 55-40. Fall City Sacred Heart winning the late game last night over Sterling by a score of 41-28. That kind of sets the stage of what's going to transpire here on date number 2 of the Boys State High School basketball tournament in Lincoln. We are at halftime. Sutton has got a 13-point lead over Huntington Cedar Catholic. It is 28-15. We'll have more on the Allen Superstore halftime show right after this.
Where did you get more Superstore? Allen's Superstore. Shopping centered around you, you, you. One-stop shop that gives you more. Shopping centered around you, you, you. Where did you get more Superstore?
Good luck, Mustangs, from George's Aerial Spraying in Sutton. Bill George, owner and pilot, offers crop care by air. Call today for more information at 402-773-5581. That's 402-773-5581. Go Mustangs from George's Aerial Spraying in Sutton.
Real personal service is hard to find, especially when you're not feeling well. You need a pharmacy you can trust, a Good Neighbor Pharmacy. For prescriptions or just questions about other health care issues, see Sutton Pharmacy in Sutton, your Good Neighbor Pharmacy.
Roche Commercial Builders specializes in commercial construction and remodeling. Also doing industrial work, cement and carpentry, plus additions. Roche Commercial Builders' work ethic, excellent finished product, and professional reputation have spread through Hastings, South Central Nebraska, and into neighboring states. Call Steve at 402-463-8886. Roche Commercial Builders, 322 West South Street in Hastings, a proud supporter of local and area teams and the Nebraska Cornhuskers.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And we're back at the Pershing Center in downtown Lincoln today. You're listening to the Boys State High School basketball tournament on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. Also online at KLIQFM.com and at FlatRiverPreps.com. Sutton has got the lead over Huntington Cedar Catholic by a score of 28-15 here in halftime. Our halftime show presented by Allen's Superstore of Hastings. Get more for your dollar at locally owned and operated Allen's Superstore. Allen's has everything you need in one store, including your groceries, pharmacy, sporting goods, clothing, photo shop, toy department, and the wine cellar. They will beat any competitor's ads and offer thousands of unadvertised in-store specials. So why shop anywhere else? Well, you can shop locally owned Allen's Superstore, the You Get More Superstore, located at 1115 West 2nd Street in Hastings. So Sutton has knocked down 6 3-pointers here in the first half of play. They have raced down to a 13-point lead, 28-15 over Arlington Cedar Catholic. Reed Stone leading the way as well as Austin Rath. Rath has knocked down a couple of three-pointers himself. He's got 10 points. Reed Stone, 3 3-pointers early in the ball game. He's got 9 points. Sutton has got a 13-point lead trying to make it into the Boise State High School basketball tournament for the first time since 2003. Arlington Cedar Catholic with the ball. They'll shoot to our basket to our right here. As we view it again from the floor here at Pershing, they go right inside to Grant Howland. Is he tied up on the play or a jump ball is called? A jump ball or a foul down here. It's going to go. It's going to be a personal foul called on Rath. He got his hands in there, but also got a portion of the body on Grant Howland. So it's going to be Arlington Cedar Catholic playing it in. As Rath picks up his first personal, there's a pass in the lane. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted. That's going to be turnover number 6 in Arlington Cedar Catholic. Wiseman comes out with the ball. He dribbles it all the way down the floor, all the way to the baseline. Comes back out to Rath, now to Yost. Yost out here in three-point territory, now to Reed Stone. Stone comes across the top as Mitch Carlson down in the baseline. Wiseman has got it. His pass comes out here in the left wing. Rath has got the ball. Kicks it back out to Stone for 3. Shot good. Reed Stone buries his 4th 3-pointer of the ball game for Sutton. He's got 12 points in the ball game. Sutton with a 16-point lead. 31-15 now. Arlington Cedar Catholic pounds the ball back inside. Howell spins one way, then the other. Puts up a shot in the lane. No good. Foul called. Grant Howell is going to be called for climbing the back of Yost after he misses the shot right in front of the basket. The first foul on Grant Howell. It's going to be team foul number 1 on the Trojans here in this second half of play. And now Arlington Cedar Catholic will apply some backcourt pressure here. The Mustangs have built a 16-point lead. Arlington Cedar Catholic has only scored 5 points since the first quarter. It's now a 31-15 ball game. Sutton has got the lead. Rath has got it. High right side now as the Trojans play a man-to-man defense. Here's Yost with the ball over here to Wiseman. Wiseman brings it out here. Mitch Carlson on the right wing. Reed Stone lobs it inside. That's Carlson with the ball with his back to the basket. Carlson looking. Bounce pass comes out. Deep right side again. It's going to be Cole Wiseman. Brings it back inside. That's going to be Carlson with the ball. Carlson puts up a shot partially deflected there by Grant Howell. Grant picks her up now for Arlington Cedar Catholic running back the other way. Kaiser's got it. Hesitates, trying to drive it down the right side of the lane. It's cut out there by Reed Stone. There's sideline out of Failsmeyer. Gets it down low to Howell. Puts up a little right-handed hook shot off of the baseline. No good. Rebound comes down to Rath running back the other way. 2-on-2. Rath bounce pass over here to Wiseman. Wiseman out of Stone down in the corner. Rath for 3. Yes. Austin Rath with 13 in the ball game. Sutton is out to a 34-15 lead. Timeout, Cedar Catholic. Timeout on the floor with 6 minutes and 3 seconds to play. Here in the third quarter, we'll take a break with a score. Sutton 34, Arlington Cedar Catholic 15.
Clay County Physical Therapy provides you with the care you deserve and the results you desire. Whether it's a sports injury treatment or some other rehab service that you need, call Clay County Physical Therapy at 402-773-0270. Clay County Physical Therapy sends out congratulations to the Sutton sports teams.
PlatteRiverPreps.com is your source for high school sports results and updates 7 days a week. Covering over 100 teams across the state. Whether you're a high school athlete, a proud parent, or a sports fan, you'll stay on top of your teams at PlatteRiverPreps.com.
At the Paint and Paper Palace in Sutton, their knowledgeable staff will help you spend your remodeling dollars wisely. The Paint and Paper Palace carries Mohawk flooring and the full line of Benjamin Moore paints. Check their wide selection of window treatments, wall coverings, and flooring options. Located at 234 North Saunders in Sutton. That's the Paint and Paper Palace in Sutton.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Back here at the Pershing Center, Sutton has got back-to-back three-pointers to begin this third quarter of play. The Mustangs are out on top now by a score of 34-15. Arlington Cedar Catholic comes back, driving down the right side of the lane. It's Kaiser. He draws the personal foul. Kaiser dribbles it right to the basket there, and he picks up the foul on the Mustangs. It's going to go on Austin Rath. That's going to be his second. That's going to be team foul number 2 on Sutton. This will be a shooting situation. As a James Kaiser will go to the free throw line. Now the official is going to change who they charge the foul to. Now Steve Sponberg wants an explanation as the free throw goes up there and down through the hole with James Kaiser. I think Reed Stone is going to be hit with a personal foul instead. They were both there. The officials confer. The second shot is up there. It's good by Kaiser. So two free throws by James Kaiser. Now we're going to have a foul here in backcourt. Sutton trying to inbound the ball against the backcourt pressure by Huntington Cedar Catholic. And a foul is going to be called here in backcourt. I think we have a technical foul called. Yeah, we're going to have a technical foul called here in backcourt in Huntington Cedar Catholic. So going to the free throw line for Sutton is going to be Austin Rath. He hit 8 out of 9 free throws yesterday. Something must have been said down here. Officials tee up a Trojan. The free throw is up there and in by Austin Rath. He has now got 14 points in the ballgame. That makes the score 35-17. Next one is up there. Falls out for the right side. No good. So he hits one out of two from the free throw line. It's now 35-17. Now Sutton will inbound the ball here on the near sideline. So a technical foul called there on Huntington Cedar Catholic. And Sutton will have the basketball now as Reed Stone will bring it back into the offensive zone. He is double-teamed. The pass gets away. Yost now to Wiseman. Dribbles all the way to the basket. Shot is up there. No good. Tap try. No good. Rebound is ripped out of there by Howell of Huntington Cedar Catholic. Down the near sideline to Trent Jensen. Jensen moves it down in the corner. That's Kaiser with the ball. Three-pointer. Yes. James Kaiser throws up a three from the deep right corner. He's now got 10 points in the ball game. Now a 35-20 score. Sutton has still got a 15-point lead. Sutton with the ball. Reed Stone has got it on the baseline. Cross-court pass. Opposite corner. Rath drives the baseline. The ball's going to be poked away, and it's going to be picked up here by Connell for Huntington Cedar Catholic. Now to Filesmeyer. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. The ball is going to be lost out of bounds. Last touch there by Wiseman of Sutton. So the Trojans will play things in just the left of their basket down here on the baseline. 5 minutes and 13 seconds to play in the third quarter. Sutton has got the lead 35-20. There's a bounce pass that's going to be tipped. It's going to be intercepted. Now the ball is going to be trying to save out here. It's going to be picked up by Huntington Cedar Catholic on the far sideline. It's shot put up there by Kaiser. No good. Rebound comes down to Sutton. Mitch Carlson with a rebound. Gets into the near sideline to Austin Rath. Down to Wiseman. He drives and he's going to be fouled in the play. Wiseman knocked down in the lane there. Now he'll go back to the free throw line here for the Mustangs as he was fouled in the play here by the Trojans. 4:55 to play. Personal foul whistle on Grant Howell. That's going to be his second. Team foul number three on Cedar Catholic. To the free throw line will be Wiseman. He's got 5 points so far today. As China's up there, it's no good. Wiseman misses his first free throw attempt today. He was 0 out of 2 from the free throw line yesterday in that quarterfinal win over Crofton. 35-20 is the score. Sutton has got a 15-point lead. Wiseman will have one more as he stares at the hoop. His shot is up there and in. It's one out of two from the free throw line. The Sutton lead is now 16 points. They open up the second half with a couple of three-pointers. There's a Kaiser with the ball looking to penetrate. Can't do it. Kaiser looking to get rid of it. Now he does, finally. Out here to Failsmeyer. Failsmeyer with the ball out here. Sutton is in their man-to-man defense. He's going to drive the ball against Rath. He gets it up now to Kaiser. Shot from the elbow. Good. James Kaiser warming up here for Huntington Cedar Catholic. He's got 12 points in the ball game, 7 of those so far here in this third quarter of play. 36-22. Sutton has got the lead. Here's Rath. He drives the ball. Contact made, and a foul is going to be called. Rath took it right to the hole there for Sutton, and he draws a personal foul on Huntington Cedar Catholic. Foul is going to go on the Trojans. It's going to go on Jensen. That's going to be his third. That's going to be team foul number four on the Trojans. And it'll be Sutton inbounding the ball, baseline right side. Wiseman has got it, comes across the top. The Stone shot for three. He hits another one. Reed Stone has got 5 3-pointers in the ball game. 15 points here for Sutton. He's feeling it today. 39-22 is the score. Here's Failsmeyer in the lane. His shot is up there good. Logan Failsmeyer scoring there. That's his second field goal of the ball game. He's got 4 points. 39-24. Sutton comes quickly back in their offensive zone. Wiseman has got it now. Cedar Catholic back to a zone defense here as they keep switching up here in the Mustangs to try to slow them down. So far, Sutton has done a good job offensively, much better than yesterday. Here's Reed Stone back out to Wiseman. His shot for three. That one's off the front iron. No good. Rebound Stone. He gets it out here to Rath back down in the corner. That's Yost with the ball. Bounce pass out here on the wing. Dribbling with the ball inside. It's going to be Rath. He falls down and a pushing foul here. You're going Huntington Cedar Catholic. That's going to be their fourth team foul. Actually, their fifth team foul now. Personal whistle on Failsmeyer. That's going to be his second. And Sutton will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Sutton has got the ball. They've got the lead here in the third quarter. They lead by 15, 39-24. Here's Reed Stone on the ball to Mitch Carlson. Down to the left wing. Austin Rath has got it. Rath double team. Gets the ball away to Stone. Two-handed pass to the far sideline to Cole Wiseman. Wiseman picked up out there by James Kaiser of Cedar Catholic. And there's a pass that can be intercepted. Intercepted by Connell. He'll bring it back one-on-one against Wiseman. His shot is good and he fouled. Sutton turns the ball away. Connell gets the field goal at the other end for Huntington Cedar Catholic. Wiseman picks up the personal foul for Sutton. So the basket counts there by Taylor Connell. He'll now go to the free throw line for Huntington Cedar Catholic. That was his first field goal of the day. And here's his shot from the free throw line. It's up and in. So a three-point play there. It's now 41-24. Sutton has got the lead. There's Wiseman. Right-handed dribble back into the offensive zone. Now to Rath here on the near sideline. Contact made again and a foul called. Trent Jansen picks up the personal foul. That's going to be number four on him. So Trent Jansen will have to come to the sideline now for the Trojans at the 3:01 mark of this third quarter. You're listening to Boise State High School Basketball Tournament on the Breeze, brought to you by Gary Michaels Clothiers of Hastings, carrying the largest selection of fine menswear from here to Denver. Mustangs will play things in down the baseline. Cole Wiseman has got it now. Wiseman right at the top of the three-point arc, dribbles with it, gets it into the hands of Rath, now to Yost. Yost holding on to the ball in three-point territory, drives it to the elbow, now retreats back out here in three-point territory. The ball nearly intercepted. It got back there by Wiseman. He sends it down on the baseline to Rath. He wanted to foul as he goes up for the shot and didn't get it. Here come the Trojans back the other way. That's a James Kaiser. He forces his way to the basket. His shot is up there, no good. Rath grabs the rebound for Sutton. Rath getting away from a defender in backcourt. Hustles into the offensive zone now to Wiseman. Down in the corner to Stone. Shot for three, no good. Rebound tapped around. Yost has got the ball. Yost goes to the basket. His shot is up there. It's no good, but he's fouling the play. So Brody Yost will go to the free throw line here for Sutton. The sixth team foul now in Hardington Cedar Catholic. He makes it the seventh team foul. It's going to go here on Failsmeyer. That's going to be his fourth. So it's going to be Brody Yost going to the free throw line. His shot is up there, and the shot is off of the mark. No good. Yost was 1 out of 2 from the free throw line yesterday. He is 0 out of 3 from the stripe today. And the ball game now is going to be Jared Wiebelhaus, a 5'9" sophomore for Huntington Cedar Catholic. So Wiebelhaus into the ball game as the Trojans are in some foul trouble now. Yost, next free throw is up there. It's good. Sutton has got the lead, 40-27 here over Huntington Cedar Catholic. Failsmeyer will stay in the ball game. Here's Ryan Becker with the ball. Wiebelhaus has got it out here in the three-point territory, dribbling with the ball. Wiebelhaus goes over to Failsmeyer now as he drives it. Contact made, and a blocking foul is going to be called there on Austin Rath as he goes tumbling out of bounds. That's going to be the third foul on Austin Rath. Non-shooting situation. That's only team foul number three on Sutton here in the third quarter. So Huntington Cedar Catholic will play things in with 2 minutes and 11 seconds to play here in the quarter. Trojans will inbound the ball, looking. Wiebelhaus gets it right in the lane. Failsmeyer spins, puts up a shot up there and in. Logan Failsmeyer scoring there for Huntington Cedar Catholic. He has got 6 points in the ball game. The Trojans are back to within 11. 40-29. Sutton has got the ball. Here's Wiseman. High right side. Wiseman dribbles once. Comes out here to Brody Yost. Yost now to Reed Stone. Now to Yost, top of the key. Passes up to 3. Goes to Austin Rath. Now to Reed Stone. Two-handed pass left side. Cole Wiseman. Entry pass down low. The ball tipped away from Rath. Rath picks her back up. Comes out to Wiseman. Now to a Mitch Carlson. Carlson to the right sideline to Reed Stone. Now to Yost. Here's Rath. Free throw line extended left side. Huntington Cedar Catholic in a man-to-man defense. It really worked his defense with this offense here from the Sutton Mustangs. They just throw the ball around the perimeter as they get the ball now to Brody Yost out here in three-point territory. Now to Cole Wiseman. Wiseman gets it to Mitch Carlson. Now to Rath. He takes the ball down to the baseline, drives for the hole, and shot is up there. It's good, and he is fouled in a play. It's going to go on the Trojans. So Rath will get the field goal there for Sutton. He has now got 16 points in the ball game. That's going to be the 8th team foul chalked up on Huntington Cedar Catholic here in this second half of play. The foul is going to go on Becker. That's going to be his second. So Sutton is out on top now by a score of 42-29. Our state tournament coverage brought to you by Crossroads Ford, 4210 2nd Avenue in Kearney. We're online at crossroads-ford.com. Shot from the free throw line by Rapp is going to be no good. So it's 42-29. Sutton has got a 13-point lead. Here come the Trojans back. Weevilhouse throws up a three. A shot no good. We got a foul underneath the basket. Tumbling out of bounds down there was Rath right underneath the basket. And a foul is going to go here on the... It's going to go on Huntington Cedar Catholic. Going to go on the Weevilhouse after the shot. So it's going to be the ninth team foul on Cedar Catholic. And going to the free throw line again for Sutton is going to be Austin Rath. He's got 16 points in the ball game. Reed Stone has got 15. Next shot from the free throw line is going to be no good. He's now 1 out of 4 from the stripe today. Here come the Trojans back the other way. James Kaiser has got it down in the corner, jacking up a three. As Becker has shot no good, an air ball. Rebound comes down to Rath. Outlet pass comes to the near sideline to Cole Wiseman. Right-handed dribble down the near side. Cuts it back to the center of the floor now. Gives it up to Mitch Carlson. Carlson down to Yost. Over here to Reed Stone. Now to Yost, left side of the lane. Cross-court pass goes to the far sideline. Holding the ball over there is going to be Wiseman. Now to Mitch Carlson. Carlson on the left wing to Austin Rath. The Yost as Sutton spreads the floor now with 30 seconds to play. Here in the third quarter in a 13-point lead at 42-29. At the elbow is Yost. Comes out here to Mitch Carlson. Carlson now to Reed Stone. The Carlson down to Cole Wiseman. He dribbles once. Sends it out here to Brody Yost. They just passed the ball around out here in three-point territory. They'll work for the final shot of the third quarter. Here's Reed Stone with the ball and a dribble to the near side. Bounce pass down in the corner. As he gets it down there to Yost, now top of the key. That's Rath. Dribbles to his left, throws up a shot, no good, gets his own ball back. Then an offensive foul is called. The shot was blocked off of the hands of Austin Rath. He got his ball back. Austin moves to his left, and he forces up a shot out here in three-point territory. And the officials blow him for an offensive charging foul. Steve Sponberg is down on his knees, pleading with the officials on the far sideline. Austin Rath just picked up his fourth personal foul. That was a big foul there. I think the official scores only have him with three fouls, however. So that's three fouls on Austin Rath. That's going to be a turnover on Sutton as the ball is deflected out of bounds here on the near sideline. The score is 42-29. It's a 13-point lead. Steve Sponberg about ready to blow a cork over there on the Sutton bench. It's going to be Cedar Catholic inbounding the ball here on the near sideline. They go back going. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted here as the time expires in the third quarter of play. Three quarters in the books in the Class C2 state semifinals here at the Pershing Center. The score is Sutton 42, Huntington Cedar Catholic 29.
The Chicken Coop, one of Central Nebraska's favorite places to eat. Enjoy a peppercorn steak. It's a 12-ounce black Angus top sirloin rubbed with cracked black pepper and served on a bed of creamy peppercorn sauce. The Jack Bourbon Steak, a top sirloin seasoned then seared with the popular Jack sauce. Delicious baby back ribs or wings in Chicken Coop original homemade sweet and spicy flavors. A first-class sports bar that's also an awesome place to eat. So bring your family or meet your friends. The Chicken Coop in downtown Kearney and downtown Grand Island.
Clay County Physical Therapy provides you with the care you deserve and the results you desire. Whether it's a sports injury treatment or some other rehab service that you need, call Clay County Physical Therapy at 402-773-0270. Clay County Physical Therapy sends out congratulations to the Sutton sports teams.
Since 1882, Cornerstone Bank has been serving the financial needs of Central Nebraska by providing full-service banking, including deposit accounts, loan products, farm management, and more. With 33 locations in Central Nebraska, including Harvard, Clay Center, and Sutton, Cornerstone Bank has a location close to you. Bank on a solid foundation with Cornerstone. Member FDIC Equal Housing Lender.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Our boys' state tournament coverage brought to you in part by Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life with several locations throughout central Nebraska to serve you. 42-29, Sutton has got the lead over Huntington Cedar Catholic as we head to the fourth and final quarter here today at the Pershing Center. As a Sutton looking to get into the state championship game for the first time since 2003, Sutton is making their 28th appearance here in the state tournament. Mustangs just 8 minutes away. They got the opening possession here in the fourth quarter. That's Yost driving the ball down the right side of the lane. His pass is going to be deflected and intercepted. Turnover number 9 in the ball game now for 7. Running back the other way. Contact made. Offensive foul is called. Kaiser got into Reed Stone. Stone goes tumbling out of bounds here. And a foul is going to be called on the Trojans of Hardington Cedar Catholic on James Kaiser. The second foul on Kaiser. That's going to be team foul number 10 on Hardington Cedar Catholic here in the second half of play. So Sutton will come back the other direction. And now the Mustangs can really milk the clock here in the fourth quarter. As a Rath will drive the baseline, gets it out here to Stone. His shot from 15 feet away is going to be no good. The ball is picked up on the hop by Grant Howell. Howell runs her back the other way, goes to the far sideline. Kaiser has got the ball, takes a long-range jumper. It's up there, no good. Ball poked out. It goes to the far sideline. The scramble is on. It goes out of bounds. And it's going to be Cedar Catholic basketball. The officials kind of look at one another. Didn't make the call, and then somebody had to make it. It was a guy on the far sideline. He says, yeah, Cedar Catholic has got the ball. Steve Sponberg again pleading his case from the far sideline. Cedar Catholic will inbound the ball. They're trailing in the ball game, 42-29. We're in the fourth quarter of the Class C2 state semifinals here today at the Pershing Center. Bounce pass inside, and a foul is going to be called again. They're trying to get it inside to Grant Howell. The ball poked away there by Mitch Carlson. Carlson picks up the personal foul for Sutton. That's going to be his third foul. Team foul number 6 on the Mustangs here in the second half of play. So no free throws here. It'll be Taylor Cottle inbounding the ball. Just left of the basket down here in the baseline. He receives it. Now he gets it into Failsmeyer. He falls down. He's on his knees. Finally gets it out here to Cottle, and now we got a timeout called. So Hardington Cedar Catholic will call the timeout to save the possession there. 6:45 to play in the ballgame. We'll take a break. Sutton 42, Hardington Cedar Catholic 29.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Omaha Central leading Omaha Benson in Class A, 51-28. They've got 4 minutes and 12 seconds to play in the third quarter over at the Bondavani Sports Center. 42-29 here. Sutton has got the lead over Hardington Cedar Catholic in the Class C2 state semifinals today. Kaiser has got the ball. Now Failsmeyer out here in three-point territory. Failsmeyer looking to drive it. Now goes down in the corner to Kaiser for three. Shot is off of the mark. No good. Tip try, no good. Rebound comes down to Wiseman of Sutton. Pulls Wiseman, brings her back the other way for the Mustangs. Right-handed dribble into the offensive zone. Gives it out to Mitch Carlson. Down to the far sideline, Reed Stone. Two-handed pass comes over here to Rath for three. Shot good. Austin Rath, another great performance today. He's got 19 points in the ball game after scoring 22 yesterday. 45-29, Sutton has got the lead. It's raining three balls for the Sutton offense here today. Kaiser has got it, works it inside to Howell. Shot off the window. It's going to be no good, and then a foul called on the rebound. Grant Howell misses the easy one. And a personal foul is called on Mitch Carlson of Sutton. That's going to be the fourth foul on Carlson. That's going to send Cedar Catholic to the free throw line here. That's going to be team foul number 7 on the Mustangs. Carlson comes out of the ball game now. Grant Howell to the free throw line. He's got 4 points so far today. His free throw is up there and in. So hits the front end of the 1-1. He's now 3 out of 3 from the free throw line today. Howell, he scored 12 points in the ball game yesterday over North Platte St. Pat's. He's now got 5 points here in this one. There comes Weibelhaus back into the ball game now, replacing Trent Jansen for Hardington Cedar Catholic. Grant Howell goes back to the free throw line here for the Trojans, and his shot is up there and in. 45-31. Sutton again has got a 14-point lead. Austin Rath has got the ball under break. Bounce pass goes over here, driving for the hole. There's going to be Noah Johnson. His shot's going to be blocked out of his hands. It's picked up here by Wiseman. Sutton keeps it alive after they had a 2-on-1 break there. Brody Yost with the ball to the near sideline. Wiseman holds it. Wiseman looking to penetrate. Can't do it. Comes out here to Noah Johnson. Johnson to the far sideline to Austin Rath. He takes off down on the baseline. Running one-hander is up there. No good. And a foul is called. Austin Rath moving the ball down there toward the goal. Throws up a shot off the baseline and draws the personal foul. So Rath goes back to the free throw line now for Sutton. So Austin Rath goes to the free throw line and fouling out of the ball game. is going to be Logan Failsmeyer for Huntington Cedar Catholic. He leads with 5 minutes and 37 seconds to play. In the fourth quarter, he leads with 6 points. State basketball coverage brought to you in part by Crossroads Ford, 4210 2nd Avenue in Kearney, or online at crossroads-ford.com. Shot from the free throw line by Rath is up and in. He's now 2 out of 5 from the free throw line today. He has got 20 points in the basketball game. Rath will have one more. Shot is up there. It's good. 47-31. Back to a 16-point lead here for the Mustangs of Sutton. And now we got a timeout called from the Trojans bench. 5 minutes and 31 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter from the Pershing Center in downtown Lincoln. We'll take a break with a score of Sutton 47, Huntington Cedar Catholic 31.
Pay less and get more at the budget lot of Crossroads Ford in Kearney. 2005 Ford Escape, front-wheel drive, limited, $9,000. 2009 Chrysler PT Cruiser, $8,500. 2007 Chevy Cobalt LT four-door, $6,900. 2001 Ford Ranger 4x4 XLT Super Cab, $6,900. 2000 Olds Intrigue four-door GL, $4,900. They will deal and they take trade-ins. Stop and see them today. That's the budget lot of Crossroads Ford, Kearney.
Good luck, Mustangs, from George's Aerial Spraying in Sutton. Bill George, owner and pilot, offers crop care by air. Call today for more information at 402-773-5581. That's 402-773-5581. Go Mustangs from George's Aerial Spraying in Sutton.
Real personal service is hard to find, especially when you're not feeling well. You need a pharmacy you can trust, a Good Neighbor Pharmacy. For prescriptions or just questions about other health care issues, see Sutton Pharmacy in Sutton, your Good Neighbor Pharmacy.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And welcome back to the Husker Power Products broadcast booth, powered by LP and diesel irrigation engines. Husker Power Products of Hastings. Sutton trying to move into the state championship game in Class C2. They got a 16-point lead, 47-31. Here's Kaiser circling around, takes it down to the baseline. The ball poked away, picks it back up out to Weibelhaus for three. Shot good. Jared Weibelhaus scores a three-pointer there for Huntington Cedar Catholic. Now 47-34. Here's Wiseman with the ball. Wiseman takes it down to the baseline. That's going to be Johnson with it. Johnson comes out here to a Reed Stone. Two-handed pass to the far sideline to Wiseman. Wiseman brings it back to Johnson. Now swings it left side. Austin Rath moves it down to the baseline. Retreats. Comes back out here to Yost. Yost takes it to the free throw line. Mishandles the ball. Now we got a foul called. Weibelhaus picks up the personal foul here for Huntington Cedar Catholic. Going to the free throw line is going to be Brody Yost for Sutton. He scored 3 points yesterday. He's got 3 points so far today. 1 out of 4 from the free throw line. As Yost will have a couple of shots here. Eyes the bucket, lets it fly. Shot is up there, no good. 47-34, Sutton has got the lead. You're listening to the Boys State High School basketball tournament today on the Breeze. Yost will have one more. Eyes it, flies it, scores it. Brody Yost hits one. 48-34 is the score. 14-point lead now for the Mustangs. There's a Kaiser with the ball. Kaiser around his screen. Drives it down the lane. Scoop shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Wiseman. Cole Wiseman runs back the other way. There's a pass ahead as they get it to Rath. Dribble penetration in the lane. The ball poked away. But it's picked up by Stone. Brings it back to Rath down in the corner. Austin Rath out to Wiseman now. Wiseman comes out in three-point territory. Yost has got the far sideline to Stone. Back to Yost. And a foul is called on a Weibelhaus. Weibelhaus picks up his second personal foul. We have some more free throws coming up here from Brody Yost. So Yost goes to the free throw line again. He's now 2 out of 6 from the stripe. He'll have 2 more shots here. Got 4 points in the basketball game as Yost, well, again, eye of the bucket. His shot is up there. It is good. 49-34. State tournament coverage brought to you by Gary Michaels Clothiers of Hastings, carrying the largest selection of fine menswear from here to Denver. Yost will have one more. His shot is up there, and the shot is going to be no good. And rebound comes down here. Huntington Cedar Catholic, that's Patrick Wiesler with a rebound as he gets it ahead now. Kaiser, his pass is going to be deflected. The scramble is on the far side. It comes all the way out here near the 10-second line. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Sutton ball. That's touched by Weibelhaus over here for Huntington Cedar Catholic. So the Trojans turn the ball away again. That's their 8th turnover of the ball game. That's going to be Sutton bounding the ball here. Mustangs have the lead, a 15-point lead. 49-34 here in the Class C2 semifinals. Here's a Cole Wiseman. Wiseman down to Yost out here 35 feet away from the basket. Goes over to Wiseman again, picked up by Weibelhaus. Wiseman, two-handed pass, goes down in the corner to Reed Stone. Now to Wiseman, to Yost out here in three-point territory. Brings it back to Cole Wiseman on the far sideline. Wiseman picked up by Weibelhaus. There's the double team. They come over here to Noah Johnson. Johnson out to Austin Rath. Bounce pass out near the 10-second line again to Yost. As Sutton spreads the floor now with 3:43 to play in the fourth quarter. Sutton is holding on to a 15-point lead. Here's Reed Stone. Nice pass down low. Dribble penetration, and his shot is up and in. Noah Johnson scores on the assist from Reed Stone. Reed's having a great ball game today for Sutton. 51-34. Back to a 17-point lead. Driving, shooting, and scoring is going to be Kaiser, and he's fouled in the play. James Kaiser takes the ball in the hole there for Huntington. He has now got 14 points in the ball game. He is fouled here, and Kaiser will go to the free throw line. Personal foul is going to be called on Wiseman. That's going to be his second. Team foul number 8 in the ball game here on Sutton in the second half. So James Kaiser will go to the free throw line. He's got 14 points in the basketball game. Shot is up there. It's going to be off of the mark. No good. And the rebound comes down to Wiseman. The score is 51-36. Sutton has still got the lead. Wiseman into the forecourt. Goes to Stone. Now to Wiseman. Wiseman out here in three-point territory. Jump pass comes over here to Brody Yost. Yost brings it back to Wiseman, mishandles the ball, goes to the far sideline, goes out of bounds. Wiseman goes crashing into the scorer's table, and they give the ball to Huntington. So a turnover on Sutton, that's their 10th of the ball game. Sutton just kind of spreading the floor here as we approach the three-minute mark, and he turned the ball away. Wiseman couldn't handle the pass into the scorer's table, and it's going to be Huntington's ball. Here comes Kaiser back with it now for the Trojans. He gets it out here in the three-point territory to Cottle as he drives all the way to the basket. His shot is up there, no good. Johnson grabs the rebound for Sutton. Noah Johnson hands it away. Now we got a whistle here in backcourt, and a timeout's called. Sutton calls a timeout with 2 minutes and 55 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. We'll take a break with a score. Sutton 51, Huntington Cedar Catholic 36.
Students, prom is almost here. You know what that means, right? Time to man up and ask her to go with you. It also means you'll need to be looking your best. And Gary Michaels Clothiers in Hastings would like to help. Just head over to Gary Michaels in downtown Hastings next Thursday, March 14th from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. for the pizza prom party. Eat some pizza, get fitted for your tux, and receive $10 off your tux rental. So let's recap. Get date, get tux, free pizza. March 14th, Gary Michaels Clothiers, downtown Hastings.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Has got the lead here at the Pershing Center in downtown Lincoln. State tournament coverage brought to you in part by Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life with several locations throughout central Nebraska to serve you. Sutton just 2 minutes and 55 seconds away from a state championship bid here. They'll play at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning at the Bob Devaney Sports Center. We'll have the game if they can hang on. Right here on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5, beginning at about 8:45 tomorrow morning. Sutton has got the ball back in their offensive zone. They throw it into the backcourt. Another turnover here. It's picked up by Kaiser. He drives, shoots his shot. No good. It's blocked down, but a foul is going to be called on Yost. Brody Yost picks up his first personal foul. That's the second time here in the past 30 seconds or so, last minute or so, that Sutton has spread the floor. They have turned the ball away. James Kaiser goes back to the free throw line here for Huntington. His first shot is up there and in. He's now 3 out of 5 from the free throw line today. Kaiser's got 15 points. He scored 21 yesterday in their quarterfinal win over North Platte St. Pat's. 51-37. Sutton now with a 14-point lead. Next shot is up there is good. A couple of free throws by Kaiser. 2 minutes and 39 seconds to go. Pressure in backcourt, and a foul is going to be called here. Right in front of us on the Weibelhaus. That's going to send Cole Wiseman to the free throw line now for Sutton. High school basketball action here today on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. Not a good day for the Central Nebraska teams yesterday. Everybody going down to defeat. Sutton is the lone remaining team in Central Nebraska to play in the semifinals, and they have got the lead right now, 51-38. There's Cole Wiseman at the free throw line. His shot is up there and in. He's now 2 out of 3 from the line today. He's got 7 points in the ball game. Matches what he did yesterday against Crofton. Now 52-38. So Sutton has found some offense here today. They're three-pointers have gotten down through the hole. They were 0 for yesterday from three-point territory. They hit 6 three-pointers in the first half alone today. Well, Wiseman will have one more shot here. Mustangs now with a 14-point lead. Make it 15 as that one goes straight down through the hole. 53-38. Sutton has lost only one game all season long. Driving the ball to the hole as Kizer shot is up and in. James Kizer forces his way to the basket and scores. He's now got 18 points in the ball game. 53-40. It's a 13-point lead, and now we got a foul call here in backcourt. Trent Jansen picks up the personal foul for Hardington. That's going to be his fifth. So a second Trojan. The foul out of the ball game is going to be Trent Jansen. He fouls out with 2:27 to play. He leads with 2 points. The only loss for Sutton this year was to Freeman, 48-47 in overtime. Guess who's playing in the next semifinal game? The Freeman Falcons, as they will play in Southern Valley at 10:45 this morning. So we could see a rematch from a regular season game in the state championship contest. Reed Stone gets the field goal to go down. So Sutton lost to Freeman earlier in the year, and then they got him back in the sub-district championship. Well, they beat the Falcons by a score of 46-39. Next shot is up there. It is good from Stone. He's had a good day today. Reed Stone has got 17 points in the basketball game. It's now 55-40. A 15-point lead. Kizer has got the ball for the Trojans, and now we got a lot of contact out here right at the elbow. Wiebelhaus ended up on the seat of his pants. A personal foul is going to be called here on Sutton at the 2-minute and 19-second mark. That's the 10th team foul on the Mustangs. That's going to go on Cole Wiseman. Cole picks up his fourth personal foul. Wiebelhaus to the free throw line. His shot is off the left side, and it's going to be no good. He's got 3 points so far in the ball game. Jared Wiebelhaus, where the Trojans, a 5'9" sophomore playing here in the state tournament. Wiebelhaus will have one more. Next one is up there. It's going to be off of the mark, and it's going to be no good. The rebound comes down to Noah Johnson for Sutton. Gets it away to Reed Stone here in backcourt. Splits a couple of defenders, brings it into the offensive zone, and he has run over. Now a traveling violation is going to be called. Reed Stone has whistled for a traveling violation. That's 12 turnovers now on Sutton in the ball game. Several of those occurred here in the fourth quarter. Mustangs just with enough offense to keep this double-digit lead, though, 55-40. There's Ryan Becker with the ball for the Trojans. Comes over here to Cottle. Now inside, the shot is up and in. Grant Howell scoring there. He's got 8 points in the ball game. Cottle gets the assist. 55-42, a 13-point lead. Here's Wiseman with the ball. Wiseman a pass from the near sideline to Austin Rath into the offensive scoring zone. Rath breaks the pressure here. As comes back out on top to Cole Wiseman. We're down to 1:43 to play. A lot of contact out there. No foul called. And Steve Sponberg questioning the call there, the no call. Now we got a foul call as Rath dribbles the ball in the hole, and he's going to be fouling a play by Wiebelhaus. 55-42. Sutton is holding on to a 13-point lead here in the basketball game today. State tournament coverage brought to you in part by Gary Mako's Clothiers of Hastings, carrying the largest selection of fine menswear from here to Denver. And the white flag is coming up here for Huntington Cedar Catholic. They're going to clear the bench with 1:37 to play. Here in this fourth quarter, Sutton has got a 13-point lead. But the surrender flag is coming up here for the Trojans. Going to the free throw line is going to be Rath. They've got two of their starters on the bench with five personal fouls. Austin Rath back to the free throw line. He's got 21 points in the ball game today for Sutton. His shot is up there. It's good. He's now 4 out of 7 from the free throw line. He'll get one more. 22 for Rath. He had 22 yesterday in the ball game against Crofton. So Austin Rath will have one more as he toes the mark. Shot is up there. Shot good. Straight to the hole. 57-42. Sutton now with a 15-point lead, so it appears the Mustangs will head into the state championship ball game tomorrow in Class C2. There's a long-range three thrown up there by Ryan Becker. No good. An air ball goes out of bounds. So in the 28th appearance here for the Sutton Mustangs, so get back to the state championship ball game for the first time since 2003. They won the state title that year. They were the state runner-up in 2002, so it's been a while, although the Mustangs have been a fixture down here at the state basketball tournament. They have not had a whole lot of success here recently, but they'll get back into the state championship game today with a win over Huntington Cedar Catholic as we're down to 1:09 to play here in the contest. Wiseman goes down in the corner to Stone. Stone down to Mitch Carlson as they spread the floor here again against the second and third teamers of Hardington Cedar Catholic. Rath has got the ball on the far sideline. Wiseman. Wiseman brings it back here to Mitch Carlson. Out of the far side to Austin Rath. Moves it down the sideline. Takes it down to the baseline. And then he falls down with the ball. And it goes out of bounds. Austin Rath falls down there. Kind of an awkward fall. And certainly don't want an injury at this point in the ball game with 48 seconds to play. Sutton turns the ball away. And now Steve Sponberg is going to send in some subs here at the 48-second mark. So Sutton is going to play for the Class C2 State Championship tomorrow morning at the Bob Devaney Sports Center. We'll have the game for you on the breeze tomorrow beginning at 8:45 with a pregame show. We'll have all six state championship games as well on ESPN 1550 KICS and ESPN 1460 KXPN. Down to 40 seconds to play. Trojans have the basketball. Here's a Ryan Becker with the ball. Ryan Becker looks to penetrate, takes it inside the free throw circle, throws it to the far sideline. Is they going to do over there to Ty Becker. Ty Becker now to Bennett Steffen, who's into the ball game. As the Trojans spin at the free throw line, there's a shot up there. It's going to be no good by Ryan Becker. Ball is lost out of bounds, and it's going to be Sutton basketball. But now the Mustangs will come back with 20.7 seconds to play. Omaha Central out on top of Omaha Benson today, 60-36. They're in the fourth quarter to play. Freeman and Southern Valley playing in the next ball game coming up here. Two winners will play tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock. Sutton has got the ball. Here's Austin Reitz into the ball game now for Sutton as he will work with it here in backcourt, facing a lot of pressure back here. We're down to 10 seconds to go. They get into the offensive zone down the right sideline to Pulowski. Andrew Pulowski just dribbling the ball right in front of head coach Steve Sponberg. He's double-teamed. He is triple-teamed, and time is going to expire. Time is going to expire. The Sutton Mustangs pick up a hard-fought 15-point win here over Hardington Cedar Catholic today in the Class C2 state semifinals. Sutton wins it 57-42. So the Mustangs will go to 27 wins and one loss in the season. They'll get ready for the state championship ball game tomorrow against either Freeman or Southern Valley. Hardington Cedar Catholic, they will wrap up their season with a mark of 21 wins and 8 losses. Give a final score in this one. The Sutton Mustangs finding a little bit of offense here today as they knock off Hardington Cedar Catholic by 15. The final score is Sutton 57, Hardington Cedar Catholic 42. Back with a recap after this.
You just never know when accidents will happen. But when they do, you can always rely on Ellerbrock Norris Insurance. Whether it's for your auto, home, life, business, or farm, Ellerbrock Norris Insurance has the coverage Nebraska families have relied on since 1906. Call us at 888-302-2461 or visit us online at ellerbrocknorris.com for an insurance quote today. We have locations in Hastings, Kearney, Omaha, and Lincoln. Stop in today to see how Ellerbrock Norris can help you.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
Protect your car, truck, camper, boat, and other valuable machinery and equipment with an Astro Building from Square Deal Lumber and Hardware in Holstein. Strong construction, quality materials, and expert workmanship by local crews, Astro Buildings are adaptive, attractive, and affordable. Call Gene or Colby at 402-756-5881 and get a free quote. They'll help you design an Astro Building that will fit all your needs. Square Deal Lumber and Hardware in Holstein, Nebraska, and at buysquaredeal.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Mike Will back here at the Pershing Center in downtown Lincoln. The Sutton Mustangs into the Class C2 State High School Basketball Championship tomorrow. Again, they'll take on either Freeman or Southern Valley in that championship match. Those two teams are now on the floor here at Pershing. The Sutton Mustangs winning 57-42 today over Huntington Cedar Catholic. Sutton got off to a good start today, 16-10 after the first quarter. They went 28-15 by halftime as Sutton knocked down 6 3-pointers in the first half alone after going 0-for-6 from three-point territory yesterday. Sutton led 42-29 after three quarters, and really Arlington Cedar Catholic did not mount a challenge in the fourth and final quarter as Sutton goes on to win today by the score of 57-42. Scoring in the ball game for Sutton today, they were led by Austin Rath as he scores 23 points in the ball game today. He had 10 in the first half, and he had 13 more in the second half of play. Rath knocks down 4 3-pointers in the contest. He was also 5 out of 8 from the free throw line. So Austin Rath has games of 22 and 23 points here during the state tournament thus far. Reed Stone had a good day today. He knocks down 5 3-pointers. He was 2 out of 2 from the free throw line as he scores 17. The other scorer is Cole Wiseman. He had 8 points today. He had a 3-pointer, a 2-pointer, and he was 3 out of 4 from the free throw line. Other scorers, Brody Yost had 5 points, a field goal. He was 3 out of 8 from the line. Noah Johnson had a couple of free throws for 4 points. Sutton was 13 out of 23 from the free throw line today. Arlington Cedar Catholic, they were led by James Kaiser as he scores 18 points. He was the only man in double figures today for Cedar Catholic. The other scores, we had Grant Howell scoring 8 points. Logan Filesmeyer, he had 6. 3 points for Taylor Cottle. 2 points for Patrick Weisler, and 2 points for Trent Jansen. Arlington Cedar Catholic, 11 out of 12 from the free throw line here today. So the Sutton Mustangs win this ball game over Arlington Cedar Catholic by a score of 57-42. We'll take one more break. We'll be back right after this.
It's deer season. Save all season long with the performance and versatility of the new John Deere 3E, 5D, or 5E series utility tractor. Take advantage of 0% financing for 60 months. Plus, get up to $1,500 off with the purchase of 2 qualifying implements. Don't wait. Come in today and get your deer season savings. Offer ends April 30th, 2013. Subject to approved credit on John Deere financial installment plan. Some restrictions apply. See your participating John Deere dealer for details.
See Oregon Trail Equipment, your John Deere dealer, West Highway 6 in Hastings.
Spring is right around the corner at Bob Sass Flowers. The beautiful new merchandise from the Vegas market is arriving daily. They want to help you make the transition from winter to spring, so they're working hard to get it out on the floor and to help you with your home decor and gift-giving ideas. Experience the fabulous new spring designs at Bob Sass Flowers. And for even more of the sights, smells, and colors of spring, shop the Oohs and Ahs lower level at Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd Street, Hastings.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, back here at the Pershing Center, downtown Lincoln. The Sutton Mustangs knock off Arlington Cedar Catholic today by a score of 57-42. Class A game is still underway. Omaha Benson is out on top of, or Omaha Central is hitting Omaha Benson midway through the fourth quarter. It's 74-44 in that ball game. So the top-seeded Omaha Central squad out on top in Class A. They'll likely move on to the state championship game at 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon against either Omaha South or Papillion La Vista. Next ball game up here at Pershing is going to be Freeman. The Freeman Falcons and the Southern Valley Eagles, they will play at the 10:45, and the winner will play Sutton tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock for the Class C2 state championship. We will have the game for you tomorrow on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5, beginning with the pregame show at about 8:45 tomorrow. We'll also have all six state championship games on ESPN 1550 KICS and ESPN 1460 KXPN. So a good day today for the Sutton Mustangs, back in stride after struggling a little bit yesterday in their quarterfinal win. Austin Rath scores 23 points. Reed Stone had 17. The Sutton Mustangs knock off the Arlington Cedar Catholic Trojans today by a score of 57-42. My producer and engineer, John Debra, and I'm Mike Will, wishing you a very pleasant good afternoon from the Pershing Center in downtown Lincoln.